vibing tonight.
Yeah, I see you.
I'm in a vibe tonight.
I hear that. I can't lie. I feel like getting active this evening.
Hear that?
I feel like it.
Well, why not? Why not tomorrow?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible.
We need to have more studio days, man.
For sure. We good?
We are live, gentlemen.
What the fuck is up, man?
Yo, yo.
How you guys doing? Welcome back to the Gentleman's Club Pod. This is episode 16, if I'm not mistaken.
Sheesh.
Like that. Like
I'll be
that.
Honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. I'm just going to go with it.
All right, fuck it. Episode 16.
I think we're on 16. That's a good number.
No doubt. What's up with y'all, man?
Shit.
Imagine that's how you come into the pod. You just, shit. Shit.
That, I mean, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, true.
Shit.
Let's do a recap. Quick recap.
Yeah, sure.
We had a
gentlemen. How were your weekends?
The gentlemen were together.
Yeah, we went out together as a unit.
Well, we tried to go out.
Yeah,
we
tried.
You know, I take a little bit of fault in that, but not a lot.
Oh yeah, because we had delays and whatnot. So you get a backstory if you want to get a backstory.
Yeah, I'll let y'all explain. And Josh, whenever you're ready, I'm actually ready this time.
Oh, we're getting on there.
Oh my!
Wow, Zach is prepared.
Okay,
I like this.
I'm not mad
we were
that
going
enough.
On live today.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. I have devices charged today. It's kind of a surprise.
That
for
is
me too.
That's a
focus. I respect it.
I'm in the habit now of turning shit off when I'm not using it. So when I turn it back on, it's like
it's still
battered.
The same level as that.
That's a great habit to have, man.
No doubt. But yeah, man, we got together, man.
Yeah.
Linked up with some peoples that we haven't seen for a little bit and whatnot.
People. Never mind. I did. It was nice to see you out.
Yeah, because we haven't gotten a chance to go out and just be. We haven't gotten out to kick it at all.
That wasn't a good situation. I didn't like that place that we went.
Well, we had other plans, but we'll make it work next time.
Next time, Zach will be on time when he's coming to my house.
That wasn't his fault.
That wasn't his fault
because when I pulled
that
up,
that wasn't my fault, and you know it wasn't my fault. So that's crazy, you would blame me for that.
Yo, but when you hit me, I'm thinking you're already here. So when I pulled up, and then I was just like, yeah. So and then we had to wait. You know what I'm saying? So
Ash got directly what I was told.
Yeah, and then we went to another spot that we were supposed to meet up at. And you were not there.
My house.
Yeah, we were supposed to link up with you at your spot. And then you had left.
I was tired of waiting.
I completely understand, sir. I get it.
I ain't got all day.
I heard that.
Time is money.
I heard
that. So it's not giving me the option to join.
Really?
It really is.
That's interesting.
Hold on. Let me exit.
But guess. Oh, you need to upgrade your app in order to join.
Damn.
This
nigga is outdated.
Outdated.
Oh, outdated. Man. That's trash, bro.
First off,
say this is better. A big rich town.
Wait. I just told y'all this shit has been off.
Look, updates come out every day, sir.
The update my phone, came out yesterday.
Fam, every time I get to the crib, my phone has 19 updates every day.
My shit was at like 40 something. And I was like, nah, I ain't going.
You might as well, though, because if you need that app and it don't cut it how you need it to, you'll be upset about that.
Yeah,
I can't get on live without updating Instagram.
And that's crazy. Well, like I said, I just rock it out.
Fuck.
So outside of our weekend, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, no, quick question.
Yeah,
because we were somewhat active.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a chick give you like she seems like she's interested, right?
Yeah.
And then if you talk to like anybody else in the vicinity, she give you dirty looks for the rest of the night? Has that happened to anybody before?
That happened Saturday.
That shit was weird to me.
Oh, you were talking about my story.
No, that happened to me.
Oh, that happened to you too?
Yes.
The same night?
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy.
I don't
check your volume, please.
I don't understand why that's the case. Ladies, how come y'all don't shoot y'all shots?
Yeah,
if you guys are actually interested.
Just say hey. Don't be intimidated because somebody over here is just hanging out.
Fam, because you don't know how
don't even
I know
how
this
I
person.
Know them. That might be one of my relatives.
That's one of my homegirls. What do you mean?
Facts.
Like, this girl was, like, DMing me, like, hey, I see you across a bar. I was like,
okay. Just slide.
Like, you are tonguing down a guy right now. You want to walk over there?
She really wanted me to walk over there, bro. Oh, you're bugging.
She was all, like, dancing all on this guy. I'm like,
bitch, you crazy.
Like, you want me to wait till you finish or what?
Like, no, fuck that. Should I pull a ticket and come back, you know, in 5 minutes? Figure it out?
Bugging.
Bro, that shit was crazy. I'm like, okay. All right, cool.
Number seven.
Number seven. That's me.
That's, oh, my God.
That stuff is funny. And then proceeded to, like, act like I was up to on some bullshit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
I hate those games. I hate those games. When a girl be like, nah, you be playing. And it's like, fam, I'm literally watching you play the whole time. You're playing the game the same way that I am. And
you're playing it worse.
Yeah, but you're obvious about it, but then you're mad that I'm not giving you the attention that you want.
Why does that happen?
That's a mad turnoff, though.
That's like that's some toxic ass shit. That's some narcissistic shit.
It is.
Look, man.
I want my cake and eat it too, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I go.
What was that Lil Wayne song? I wish I could.
Every girl in the world.
No, but it's reverse.
Yeah.
She would.
Hey, look, the game is the game. The game
has changed, man.
It hasn't changed. It's just getting more blatant.
You ever been in a spot and she didn't think that you was going to pull up and you pulled up and she was already making moves on somebody else?
Yes. That's a tough look. That's a tough look.
Hey, that loses you all brownie points.
That's a tough look. Like, you either got to find something else to do or find something else to talk to.
I'm ignorant. I'm going to turn up at that point. Like, I'm going to just go and be like Super Mac Daddy.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, I get it.
I'll probably shoot at her best friend or something.
Damn, that's a dirty game, brother. That's a dirty
game. I mean, I came in a spot, you know, to hang out there with her. Like, yeah. I never usually come with anybody with me. Like, I usually come solo dolo.
Right.
I'm a one-man band. Zach is over here cutting the cheese on behind the scenes.
No, man, yo, don't do that.
That was not what that was.
That's tough, man.
Hey, I got half a headphone.
I am trying to save audio quality, y'all.
I get it. Do your thing, man. Anyways.
Yeah, it's tough.
You
have a...
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk about my club stories.
All right, we can say because we can come back.
I got a lot of club stories.
We can definitely come back.
I wrote a song about that.
That's the best.
There's another one coming too. I just wrote it last night.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Yes, sir. That's the best way to get your shit off though. Yes. Write about it.
Yes.
Write about it.
Anyway, what's going on, fellas?
Not too much. Same old
gentleman club. Gentleman club.
I feel like we got to get back to our roots.
Yes, we do. We need to get back to catering to the ladies because I feel like we got away from it. We started talking about music and we started talking about politics and shit that the Gentleman Club wasn't founded on. We were founded on being clearly and blatantly honest about what the fuck and how the fuck men think and feel. And I think that it's time that we got back in our bag.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. Well, I'm a little mad at that because I love getting into the music shit.
Why you give me crickets? Dang.
I'll be all right. I will be all right.
I gave you crickets for incredibly personal reasons, but all right.
Oh, damn.
Let's go.
Yeah, where we at on this, man?
Y'all are the list curators right now.
That's true. That's true.
Want to talk about women at a... never mind.
No, see that doesn't work out. That doesn't all right, work
let's
out.
Go, then.
Let's
talk about both shallow women and shallow men.
Shallow women and shallow men.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad I'm here for this conversation. I'm gonna make sure this does not go the direction that I know it's gonna go to.
Yes, sir.
Look. Have you?
I don't need you. I don't need you to moderate. I need you to hop in this.
What are your tells? Because I know one of my tells is like when they're talking about other girls that they dislike, like off top. That's all that they talk about.
Oh, like she a hater.
Yeah, or I don't like this girl. It's like, hey, do you know so-and-so? Like, as soon as, I'm not with none of that. Don't ask me about who this person is from the town or anything like that. Yes, we know them all. We went to high school together, but I don't give a fuck. And you telling me about other people's business that I don't care to know or anything like that? Check right there.
But you know, ladies like to gossip. They love that. They love that gossip talk.
I understand that. If you're gonna gossip, give me some positive shit.
That best
tell
friend.
Me, tell
We're
me
best
some
friends. This
tell me,
man,
tell me some dope shit that your best friend did.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Hit me with some positive gossip or anything like that. But don't hit me about all these other girls because sometimes when you're bringing up these names, she's better than you.
Yikes. She's like, man, I can't stand this girl. Yeah, when I was like, everything that she does, I'm like,
yeah, I was like, oh jeez.
That's your competition.
You're not even in the same league.
I'm in her DMs.
You can't even talk about her. Yeah.
You're like, oh shit.
So that's an embarrassing moment too.
Did you pop up out with her?
Oh god. Yikes. Oh yeah. Oh, you know how it is?
You did that despite me. No, I was already talking to her.
Yeah.
It was already in the back.
Or if you guys are in the same spot and she pulls up like, ew, why are you talking to her?
I can't speak on that.
Because it may incriminate me. I can't speak on that. I will let you
women
guys.
Women love to judge your taste in other women.
1,000%.
Oh, well, that's why it's important.
Not knowing any of the great qualities that she might have over
like,
you.
Like, wait, oh, that's your type?
It's like.
Maybe. What the fuck?
It might be. For tonight, it might be. It's a tough situation.
So do guys have types? Do we have types?
Look. I've broken this down on a psychological level. Yes.
Yes. I definitely have a type, and it's a personality trait that'll get me. It's a personality trait that'll get me off jump. Jones. No. That actually might be a turnoff, too, if you do it wrong.
Turn off?
Yeah, that might be a turnoff if you do it wrong.
He's a sapiosexual. You like mental capacity.
That
I like what she said, by the way.
That definitely plays a part. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Definitely plays a part.
So you like the confidence, too.
You can have it.
But not arrogance.
It's not. Yeah.
It's just natural. Oozing confidence.
Fam. Like, that's another thing.
About you. You just got me in my bag glowing. Now.
No, but that's another thing, though, because when it ties into the whole, like, ill, like, that's who you like. And it's like, what makes you think that you're better than that? You know what I'm saying?
That's, oh, Jesus.
My bad.
I don't think this podcast was ready for you to say.
I wasn't ready for you to go there.
I didn't know we were going here. I just showed up, man.
Nigga, you did it.
Woo. My bad.
Okay.
But that could be arrogance. Yeah. In my personal opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I like women that like to compliment other women. I like women that compare themselves to other women.
Absolutely. That is a positive.
I like the way her purse looks and the heels and all that sort of stuff. Like, oh yeah, cool. You're breathing positivity.
Exactly. Right. And not waiting for her to go to the bathroom to talk shit about her.
It's right. And it could be their fucking best friend they talking shit about behind her back.
Absolutely. Happens all
that
the
shit
time,
is
man.
Crazy as happens fuck to me. Like, that shows me you have no loyalty.
That's
you don't sit here.
That, that tells me that as soon as I walk away, what the fuck you saying about me?
Oh, you know how that game goes.
Oh, bro, audio issues. I had to get off.
Okay,
you already know how that game go. Yeah, it gets rough. We're just about to jump. We're
no. We got to go back to men, shallow men, the ones that only talk about how much money they make, the cars that they drive, the clubs that they go to, the celebrities they know.
Yeah,
the motherfucker is always. I think that
happened. I think that happened to me. You might have been there last night when we was I was talking music with somebody.
Yeah, last night.
I think
that night.
I think so. But all that they was telling me was just it was more so about their followers than anything. And I was just like,
wait, that's a thing?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Look, okay. Yes. Look.
But there are people that feel like they're better than people because they have 5K.
I am not that far removed from the dating scene to where, like, and online dating is foreign to me. I met my fiance on online dating.
Right, yeah.
But I have never.
Yes, it's Nick.
And I have gone through a lot.
Yes. There are guys out here.
Never gone through that.
Yeah, there are guys out here, bro, that feel like they better than God because of their Instagram.
Damn, if you'll get the fuck out of here and talk to somebody.
Like, bro, I don't give a fuck what the fuck you do on a fucking phone on social media, bitch. Come to have a regular conversation.
But that works with a certain perception.
I didn't mean to call him a bitch.
I know, but that
but
works.
He's a bitch.
No, and trust me, I've had many conversations like this.
I don't know if he's talking about that guy, but.
I've had many conversations like that. And it's just like, yeah, bro, it's like, man, like.
You're talking about
all these different things, and that is a part of the conversation.
Yeah,
and that's what you use as
that's how people approve themselves. Like you said, it's approval.
But it works with certain women.
Yeah, There's girls out here that's fucking off of Instagram.
Let me tell you something. There's only one
reason. It's ridiculous to me, but.
There's only one reason why I personally care about being able to have 10,000 plus followers on Instagram.
Okay.
And it's a very technical reason, and it's one of the frustrations that I have with Instagram.
Okay.
You cannot post links on your story unless you have a minimum of 10,000 followers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then I got to run the numbers up. Because I was trying to figure out why certain people could post certain things. I'm like, bro, I can't fucking
10
paste some shit in my shit.
10K followers.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Had no idea.
You had to have 10,000 followers to post a link.
Only because people I know personally that I'm family with.
Right.
They told me.
Influencer. Okay. You have to be an influencer.
You basically have to be an influencer to be able to put a link into your story.
That's crazy. Got it. That makes sense.
Crazy to me, man.
Damn. It doesn't make sense, though.
I mean,
I can put a link in my Snapchat all day, and I hate Snapchat.
True.
I hate Snapchat with a passion.
Hey, I still use it. Fuck it.
Have you ever dated somebody you met in a club?
I met
her in the club. All the ball is showing love. Come and party with a thug. Baby girl, you know what's up.
Oh, man.
You ever did that?
That's a good song.
That's crazy.
That's a fire song.
That's a great song.
That shit didn't get enough plays.
It did not. But not that I can think of. Huh? I'm trying to think.
You ever went on a couple of dates with somebody from that you met in the club? Was it worth it?
No.
Like, was the energy the same?
Yeah.
No.
Were they able to keep that up?
No.
No, as in, no, you haven't? Or no, as in, it wasn't?
It's never the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you met them in a completely different state.
Yeah, they're trying to be their best selves.
I've had one good situation, but it's because.
But see, that's you ever be in a situation where you're actually in the club and
you gotta mute my shit
for and the conversation starts going. It starts going more into like actual deeper stuff.
Deep conversation.
Yeah.
Like real intellectual. I guess define club, because I've been in bar scenes and I've been in club scenes, and those are both very different.
Bar scene is different.
Bar scene is different.
I think it's a lot easier to get that initial conversation off in a bar scene, depending on the bar, because generally in most bars you don't have as much blaring music going to where you can't hear the conversation. Where in a club, you lucky to get a whole sentence off and she understands what you're saying.
Yep. That makes it even more tough.
Yeah, bro. I retired from like meeting women in a club a long time ago.
Yeah.
That shit was a wash. I'm like, first of all,
it's a bad place to meet
people. I'm not even here to like meet people. I'm just here to like go out.
True. And now you know my philosophy when I was running.
Be seen and then go back home. Like, that's literally what the club is. Go be seen, go back home.
Exactly.
If you see, you know, something that's cute, you may
say hey.
Oh, yeah, no, you see something that's cute, you wink, you wave, you go about your business.
You wink, you wave, you buy a drink, and you disappear.
True. That is how it goes.
This shit is a wash.
Yeah.
That's the fucking move, though, bro. Like,
fair enough, man.
You put that card in her hand. Like, here you go.
Right.
Show me what you're gonna do with this.
Right.
Is she a G? She probably gonna be interested.
Maybe.
If she basic, she's not coming back. She's gonna take that drink like
and run off with her. Yeah. How do you guys handle that? Like, let's say she walks up with her friend. Do you buy her and her friend a drink?
It depends on how fucking fine she is.
Okay. Oh my God. Jesus.
If she a baddie, yeah, I'm buying her a drink. You know?
All right.
But you know, if she was, you know, if she looked good or whatever for the night, I have a conversation first. I'm not coming in. I'm like, let me buy you a drink.
Okay. I usually do conversations first.
I'm going to buy you a drink.
All right, y'all got to relax.
That was the extent of my vocals getting flexed.
All right. I'd never heard you flexing before, but that's cool.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to get you to sing in here one day.
Yo, first off, Ashton, way back in the day, I recorded a track with you.
Yeah.
That I got there recorded, I said, hey, don't ever.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 1,000%. Any other experiences with shallow men? How do they act?
I think shallow men, there's both sides of it. It's It's one, they try to impress with their money and their followers as far as social media goes. But okay. it's also like how they judge. It's like, all right, you're only judging off of looks.
It's very shallow. It really is like that.
If I can give any kind of relation advice, it's going to be this. Looks, as far as a long-term relationship goes, looks fade.
Looks only about...
Personality is forever.
Looks only about 10%.
That's why seeing people out all dressed up is a tough sport.
It is.
It is, but that's what... But, like, don't get me wrong. People are putting their best foot forward, which you have to appreciate that much, at least. But at the same time, it's like, all right, what's your personality? What's your goals? Tell me what your interests are, because if that shit I can't get with, I don't give a damn how fine you are, because one day I'm going to look at you and say...
Yeah, those looks are gonna fade as your personality becomes less and less attractive.
But if we connect on a far more personal level,
right?
If our interests are aligned, if I feel your energy, the type of person that you are,
right?
If I can vibe with all of that,
right?
You don't have to be a 10.
Yeah,
that's true. You don't have to be a 9. You don't have to be an 8. You know, like, look,
right. Just can't be a
I love you for who you are as a person.
Right.
Yeah. And that's going to go way further than any of this other shit.
That's true.
For a mature individual. Let me preference that. For a mature individual.
Well, I guess me and Ashton are not that.
Yo, but...
I'm kidding. I love honesty.
I've come a long way from being a club hoppy.
No, I can't say that. Because honestly, like, I've been...
Club hoppy.
Well, that just ties into what females do. Never mind.
Club poppy.
What do females do?
It doesn't matter who the girl. No, I can't lie. I had one where she was like, yo, so-and-so looks really good. And I was like, yes, she does. And it was like sad face emojis after that. But outside of that, if they're undeniably gorgeous, then they have nothing to say.
See, my thing is, I like a woman that's secure with herself. I don't know if I'm going off topic, but
I can respect that. I can always respect a woman that's secure with herself.
If she can sit here and be like,
confidence is sexy.
Damn, she got a
confidence.
If she can sit there and say that.
Oh,
and I can sit here and say it back.
She can compliment other women and respect how other women look.
So you do know that I'm a man, and I did glance over there. It was like side eye. Shit, don't get caught.
Oh,
yeah. You ever get caught looking?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's like, why'd you look? It's like, she walked by.
You broke your neck?
No, it wasn't one of those. To be honest with you, I thought that it was somebody that I knew. And I was walking, and I was like,
hold on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You only knew him from behind.
Forget y'all. All right. Y'all have it.
All right, next time.
I thought I knew her.
You ain't fucking know her.
Honestly, I thought I did. But it got looked at as if, you was looking because you thought she looked good. I was like, fam, I ain't never broke my neck like that in front of a woman in my life.
I have wine.
Okay.
You've never broke your neck off of a woman before?
Not in front of another woman.
Oh, okay.
I've never been like that. But I genuinely thought I knew. I was like, wait, hold up. Is that so-and-so? It's like, nope. Yeah, that's not.
You got to salute the booty. You got to at least acknowledge it. Like, don't sit here and have me just fucking trying to fight it. Like,
oh, my goodness. That's rough.
I've been in those situations where she was insecure.
You need therapy.
Nah, I wasn't talking about me, but certain niggas just start doing that sad shit.
What else we in on this list, man? Hey,
Ashton trying to tap out. Hey, abort mission, nigga.
I told you we going back to the roots this episode.
I don't know if this is the roots.
Nah, I don't know.
No, we going wild. We wild.
Okay.
Shout out to all the fans that are listening, especially the ones on YouTube. I love you guys. The ones that are listening audio wise, I love you guys too. But I wish I would listen on YouTube.
Run them YouTube numbers up, please.
People are busy, man.
Put your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, get YouTube Premium and that shit. Don't play with it. Put the apps closed.
Get your phone in your pocket.
Yo, does the whole
the brightness now?
Are you guys still? Well, we know Zach is. He's gonna hold this.
Yeah,
but are you still gentlemen when you're out with women?
What you mean, like opening the door and shit?
Yeah, like opening the door.
Yeah, I love doing that.
Let me tell you something. My mom would beat me if I wasn't.
I love doing that. Like that. I don't do that for her. I do that for myself. Like, I'm not a gentleman just because she expects that. I
Oh, so you, so you hold the door. So if somebody's behind you or coming up behind you, you hold the door anyway.
It depends. If I'm walking by myself, I'm probably not. It depends.
But if the lady behind you has a fat ass, you'll hold the door.
Most certainly.
Okay. All right.
I gotta get a better look.
See, now I gotta clean this up.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't care. My elders. I don't want to say older. My elders.
Right.
100%. I'll hold the door open for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Women, no matter what, I'm gonna hold the door open for you.
For sure.
Even
certainly. Children too.
Yeah, kids, exactly, man. Like that part, that's whatever to me. Not because I want to show off, but it's kind of just to prove that it still exists.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a lot of people that are shocked. It's like, oh my God, thank you.
That's the weird thing. It's a habit. Like, even when I speak to people's parents, I still say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and whatnot. And they really argue with me, like, stop calling me that. It's like, fam, all right, my bad. Like, I'm sorry. I was raised this way. Forgive me. You know what I mean? Like, but it is surprising. But at the same time, you still see a lot of younger people or just people in general. They don't give a fuck.
Well, they didn't grow up in their life.
It starts in the household.
It starts in the household.
They weren't raised to do such. Right. And I'm not saying that as a slight to them, because I know that can be misconstrued as that. But to have that in you, it has to be taught to you.
Right.
At an early age.
Right.
Thanks.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I get it.
How you feel about... Never mind. Nah, fuck it.
Hey, figure it out, bro.
No.
Figure it out.
I ain't gonna go there.
All right.
It's dark.
Oh, my goodness.
It's dark.
It's dark?
Yeah, it's dark.
He's trying to get us canceled in one episode.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Get canceled or get on. One of the two.
All right. So this is
what I'm up to.
That's why I'm over here.
It's okay.
All right.
Ash can keep his face together today. Zach be losing it.
I'm confused, man.
One of the many reasons I'm not on camera.
Go ahead.
I'm just going. All right. Since we're tapping into the whole dating thing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we touched on this. The whole online dating thing.
What about it?
What are do's and don'ts?
What are do's and don'ts?
Yeah.
We kind of briefly tapped on it.
And I remember.
But you know what?
I know, but it was like.
How about this? Okay. We always give a man's perspective. How about we give the lady some game as far as how to slide in our DMs? How about we do that? Because
that's a genius move.
A lot of times we talk about what guys should do, but I don't think anybody ever talks about what ladies should do as far as like if they want to shoot their shot at a guy.
True.
Or if they want to holler at a, you know, they see a good tenderoni young man,
right, you know, for real.
And they just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lot of ladies. They
girls,
just,
you know what they're doing now? They're overusing emojis like a motherfucker.
Use them motherfuckers.
No.
Don't
overuse them.
I'm so glad I don't have to figure out that balance anymore. I'm in a relationship.
Don't let your opening statement be a, shouldn't have an emoji.
What is a good opening statement?
Wait. The looking eyes isn't a good opening statement?
The looking eyes.
You got to try harder than that.
The looking eyes signals something else. And all it's going to be is like, what?
The looking eyes is a peep, and I'm going to just look back at you. Like,
am I washed?
Yeah.
That's all right.
No, trust me. It works for certain circles.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you need to get it popping. But
yeah.
We're talking about like actually online dating. Like some girls just say, hey, with the fucking smiling emoji. And that's no different from the fucking guy getting into the fucking inbox and saying, hey, which women say that they hate.
So you got to come harder than that. come at me with something of substance. Like, let's have a conversation. Like, maybe I'm posting something on my story and you are intrigued by it. There's plenty of content out here for us to have.
For you to find something.
Or if you can't find something, just send me an article. Let's talk about that.
The famous line is ask a girl what book she's reading. But what do you do when her response is, I ain't reading no books?
That's when you slide out of her DMs and you go find somebody that does. No, that's when you go suggest her a book. You gotta have a bag up.
That's not a bad idea.
And then she responds, I ain't reading no fucking book.
It's rough, man.
It's tough. It's tough.
Because I'm sorry, like we're all for that high energy woman that is educating herself outside of school and trying to learn constantly, but if we're being honest, and this isn't just on the female side, this is on the male side as well. Yeah. Not everybody is about growth.
No,
true.
And sometimes certain people are uncomfortable with growth. You have to be understanding of that.
True.
They're intimidated by growth because a lot of people lack confidence and believe in themselves enough to know that, like,
I feel
anybody is capable of it.
Let's change this subject.
All right. So we just out of that?
Yep.
No, but what's the...
Sorry, Zach. I didn't mean it like that.
Are you triggered?
It's getting close to home.
Do you have...
That was not shade. I'm sorry.
Do you have, like, in a creative way that a woman has ever approached you?
Should her profile have to catch a man? What catches a man's attention?
You should actually have
in a woman's profile what she's.
I can only. Like, I can only
from your
perspective.
Seat, what has caught your attention?
I need outside of
the Instagram bullshit.
Yeah, I need a full range of pics without mad filters.
Ooh, okay.
Ashton hates his filters.
I hate to be catfished.
What about anything else? What's her story?
I hate to be catfished. Deadass.
What should their story look like?
Their story?
Yeah. What about would you themselves? Like to see
if she puts in there that she's watching NBA finals? Is that gonna pique your interest?
For me, yes.
Oh, it might a little bit because you're into different things outside of the norm.
Yeah, I think it's being.
She watched the NBA finals. As soon as y'all start dating, she hates sports.
Hey, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Yeah, but what?
Will you stop it?
I'm sorry.
Will you stop it?
Hey, that wasn't even intentional.
Will you stop it?
Have you guys ever had situation like that where a woman tries to present herself to be into all of these different things?
1,000%.
And it turns out that she's not?
1,000%.
Yo, I hate when the profile is like, you can't do this, you can't be into this, you can't do drugs or anything like that. And then when you actually meet them and get into them, they do all of the things that they said the man can't do.
I have started talking to women that on their profiles, it was nothing but like travel pics. And then I could start talking. It was like, yo, we should go so-and-so. It was like, yeah, no, I don't really like traveling.
Bitch, what?
That mean another dude was flying her somewhere.
Damn.
It's like, yo, I like traveling.
Because somebody else was taking them pictures. Can we talk about that?
Oh, the picture game?
No. Let me tell you something. We could talk about it, but you should never bring it up.
If you see that she didn't post it, that she was somewhere and she was somebody else, but you'll never see the somebody else.
Oh, you already know what that's about.
Oh, no, the crop photos are worse.
The crop photos are worse for all the right reasons.
Are that's as hard as it goes, for sure.
Like why did you use that photo? I didn't have to see that. Now I'm asking questions.
Bro, they still use old photos. Like,
of course.
No, that should not be fucking okay, man.
Oh, I didn't say it was okay.
I know, but that
you're talking about when before quarantine hit and she got that freshman 15.
Fam, all of your best pictures from a long time ago. Women are still using those pictures.
Hey man, look, some of us have grown in quarantine and lost weight.
Some of us have grown. Some of us have lost weight. If you have grown, find ways to ungrow. If you have lost, find ways to grow.
Oh, we are not body shaming here.
I'm not body shaming anybody. I'm saying it is time for us to be active. It's very hard for us.
You know what?
Since we are at home all the time.
Let's add to the whole profile thing. Yeah. Keep your profile up to date. That's fair.
Keep it up to date.
Pictures.
Okay.
Wherever it is that you might be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, keep your profile up to date.
Yeah.
Like, just post videos every now and again of yourself.
So I can see
the current you.
So the best way to grab a man's attention is the eye test, basically, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, because I mean that's what you're on there for, because there's too many loopholes on where people will say one thing and be about another.
Mm. That's human nature though.
People don't bag up what they post. You don't post what you post to be.
That's just so weird to me, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anything else? So for me, I like intellectual, like you have to be consistently intellectual.
Okay.
Like if I'm seeing that you posting stuff that is like, it doesn't necessarily have to be stuff that's going on in the world, but just becoming a better person.
Right.
And it's actually like something of quality, like not just a little meme. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I see that game everywhere, bro. You know, we might as well just keep it. We might as well just keep it to Instagram, because Instagram is damn near like a fucking dating profile. And the way that women, they'll
Instagram
every girl on there, all they're sharing is the growth messages. That's all I see 24/7.
So you're tired of the fake growth.
I'm not saying that.
Well, Instagram, since I am on you right now, you gotta go ahead and log off.
I'm not saying that.
Here's the thing. There are definitely people that that promote growth that aren't really about it and won't really look in the mirror.
Right.
And that portion of it, I fully understand what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Hold on, time out. I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying that is all that I do see. And I was actually going to ask, it's like, well, how do you, if you like seeing that, how do you see past it? Like, because that draws you.
You got to quiz them. You gotta come at them. You got to pick at their mind, because her mind will never fold.
That's when you ask,
okay,
what books are you reading?
If her mind is solid, she going to give you game off the rip.
Like, okay.
She's just going to have it.
That's fair.
You ask questions like, okay, how... What are the childhood dramas that are setting you back?
Yeah,
and then she don't know what that.
You know, it's crazy.
And
I've tried to open up like that, and it. I guess I just picked the wrong ones.
See, like my thing.
It's not so much that you picked the wrong ones, but it was fake growth.
Yeah, it was fake growth, and I learned to watch it not from asking that question, but just watching her as she interacts with certain things, and as she interacts, she unfolds what her trauma is without even knowing.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
And that's when I tap in, and I'm like, listen.
You spend a week around anybody, male or female, you can figure out a lot about them. I won't say the root of it,
true,
but you can figure out what the triggers are. You can figure out
There's definitely giveaways.
Levels.
Yeah, there's definitely giveaways.
Absolutely. How in tune with their own spirit that they really are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some people don't realize their triggers.
Yeah, I know. You can't say anything. You can never say anything.
They don't.
Never say anything.
And some people don't like criticism. The second you give them constructive feedback, they're like, "Oh, you think I'm a horrible person?" No, like I want you to be a better person.
That, to be honest with you, that is I won't even say it's a flag, but that's a sign of certain things for me. Because like, if I can have a conversation with you and we could be constructive with each other, especially if we're sharing personal things and whatnot, when how they respond to me sharing and them sharing, you know what I mean? It'll be different. It'll be open. They'll be open to it. They'll be drawn to it. They'll be like, oh, I understand what you're going through. They can relate to it. They can find, you know what I mean? They can find different things that tie in to what they've experienced, or they can offer something to that situation.
Yeah.
But how often does it happen like that? I know.
Where them crickets at?
but honestly when it does happen, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's cool, because then you guys have actually something to talk about, and to be honest with you, you can either find a potential partner or just a genuine good friend in that process.
Growth is exhausting though too, and I get where like consistently pushing that onto somebody can be tiring. I don't want to sit here and be like, you know, you're always supposed to be growing. Sometimes there are points in your life where you need to take a break from that shit and just, you know, find your peace and get back in a groove, and then, you know, get solid at where you're at and then try and grow from there.
I feel like that's all I've been running into.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people going through that process, like the growth, the needing a break shit. I know I've been there for a minute, but I've just been noticing it a lot.
Yeah. It's interesting, man.
It is. It happens.
It really does.
What?
He's got something.
Just let it off, man.
What are names that you can no longer like?
I already don't like where this is going.
As soon as you see that motherfucker, you're like, yeah. Or actually, I won't say it. Let's call out names. But is there a thing? Do you guys have a thing where like certain names is just like I can't even be around you, man. Like you all fucking lemons.
I can't lie. There are definitely. I got too many duplicates in my history.
Yeah, I had a duplicate too, and yeah, I'm just like
they're all they're all untouchable for me and off limits. I don't talk to anybody.
Shut up, Zach.
All right. Next subject.
No, but realistically, honestly, I was thinking about this on the other side. It's like if we kind of dive into the fake growth, there are male and females in our lives that that fake that they are growing, and you're around them and you see the same behavior that you saw 2 years ago.
For sure.
It's like, but you see all the Facebook, the Instagram posts about, you know, if you're not growing, I don't want to be around you and shit. It's like,
it's like, are you growing? Are you talking about yourself?
It's rough. And I try not to get caught up in that, but it's always interesting. And let me try to level with that statement. Even if they're not necessarily growing, at least it seems like that's still their goal.
Conscious of it.
Rather than continue to try to aim for whatever that is instead of reverting back or going into different things.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking things into existence, if you will.
Yes. And sometimes it takes longer for others.
You gotta be patient too. Like,
I'm tired sometimes of you.
You can speak the wrong shit into existence.
That's true. I can't lie. I've been here and you gotta be patient forever. It's like, it's gotta be something else wrong.
Get in line with yourself.
Yeah. It's a process, man.
I got a book for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with that. What happened?
Huh?
Right. Huh?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that either.
Anyway,
no, it wasn't for everybody to hear.
Let's revisit this dating versus talking thing.
Yeah.
This dating and what?
So there's an argument going on right now that if you are going on dates, you guys are dating. Literally, like, there should be nobody else.
No.
Is that how that conversation is?
This is, look.
That is what they are saying right now in the streets.
As a man in a committed relationship, I have to shut this down.
They said, if you took me on a date, you now are
only dating me?
You owe me. Like, you are obliged to me.
In the 1980s, you could get this off. I don't think with social media and online dating being as prominent as it is, I don't think you can get this off now, because I think when you go on a date, both of you have other prospects in mind, and you might have other dates set up within the next week.
Next
both
hour.
Of you.
I'm kidding. No, I'm playing.
Oh, shit. I could say something, but I won't.
No, say it. We would like to hear that.
Let's slow walk into the things that we shouldn't say and choose to. I feel like we got a lot off already.
Okay, so I will say it, but I'm going to get my point out first. It's really, I feel like you cannot have those expectations of exclusivity until you have that conversation.
So in
today's era,
I want you to stay there. What if you're working towards exclusivity? Do you still owe them that?
I think that's a conversation that you need to have during the talking stage.
Too many things are assumed.
Yeah, because the talking stage is supposed to be
filling each other up.
Yeah, like, let me know what you're about,
fam. Yeah. I met you on a dating app.
I
don't owe you shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to spill the beans, but
that's true. But that could be a turnoff for a lot of women. Just like, they'll ask you, like, once they become interested, it's like, well, are you dating a bunch of other girls?
Hell yeah. you're the only one. I just met you last week, but you're it for me.
But you'd be surprised on how many women operate that way.
But ask me a question and let's talk about it. Yeah. Let's talk about what your expectations are.
True.
I personally don't like expectations.
Or you could say, or you could be at just all. Setting, or you could, each person could just be setting their boundaries for whatever it is that they're willing to tolerate and entertain.
I really want to get a relationship therapist in here.
How about we set
boundaries? Oh, that'd be perfect.
I don't want a relationship therapist. I just want to keep being toxic.
I want a relationship
therapist. He just went out the deep end.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kidding. I'm actually going to
not the claps.
So I'm trying to sign up for a therapist right now, actually.
You should, man. Find one. Me and you in the same boat, brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all stuff that I feel like you should talk about during the talking stage. Dating stage, I feel like, is when you're actually going out to spend time with one another to see if you actually would enjoy.
But dating is still fake.
What do you mean?
Dating isn't. You still aren't at a position that is real.
But that depends on the people.
First dates in general, most of the time, you're getting the 100% absolute best effort.
First three dates are trash.
But
I got to spend probably $250, $300 to get the real you.
That sucks.
But here's the thing. But it's kind of common. If I'm on a first date with you, I'm going to put my best foot forward because I want to know. Like I want you to be attracted to me. I want to be attracted to you. Like that. That's when you're at your most optimistic about what could be is on that first date. So you're gonna get the best out of that person.
Get the bag.
Okay.
Each date after that, it goes down a percentage. The percentage depends on how much they're feeling you.
Okay, you're not wrong.
Until you get their preferred level of effort.
And that could be very low.
I can't lie. Yeah, I get it. Okay, does that vary? Does that vary for you guys, your level of effort? And can I ask, what does it depend on?
Interest. Peace. Legitimate interest.
Okay.
Depends on how I feel around you, how I base the energy that you're reciprocating back to me.
Okay, that's fair.
Like if we're... great conversation. You mentally intrigued me.
Right.
I'm looking at you and I'm like, damn, she fine too. Like, fuck.
That does make the difference.
Yeah.
That does make the difference.
Yeah. But it's better for me, personally speaking, to wait to have sex. Because then. Because when you get into having sex, your vision gets. It's like you just drank.
It's tunnel vision.
Two fifths.
It's tunnel vision.
You over here like. I can't see nothing wrong in you. No, I want to see. I want to see the truth.
That's fair. That's 1,000% fair.
I want to see
when you don't have sex included in a relationship, and I've said this before. You can see the person for who they really are, and you don't get sex drunk.
Yeah,
sex drunk, or have sex goggles. Better yet, okay. The sex goggles will blind you with some shit.
That's true. You're not wrong.
Some shit that like if you go an extended period of time without sex that you can see really clearly, incredibly clearly.
I think
and it's better to have that vision without the sex because if you see that person for who they are without sex and you can still look at them and say, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
That is whatever. Important. Then whatever. That's
lit. That is important.
But the sex goggles will fuck up your judgment on some shit. And in some instances, not all, but in the really important instances, people will get married with the sex goggles on and they won't figure out the flaws that they don't like until 10, 15 years down the road.
You're not
lying. Y'all got a family.
Y'all got a family.
You're not lying.
And then one day it's just the sex stops. It's like, I can't stand you.
Bro, I think that became so common it's almost disturbing.
That's why the divorce rates are up.
True.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, if we want to, like, if we really want to, like, talk about what our parents would say, like, waiting for marriage to have sex might not be the worst idea, but I understand we're in a generation of sexaholics. Like, we have, like, motherfuckers lose their virginity at 16, 17, you know, before they even of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we can have that conversation.
And I'm curious on how that changes the chemistry in their brain.
Probably dramatically.
Yeah.
You're not even fully developed and you fucking.
Yeah. And that's a whole flood of emotions, feelings, shitload of dopamine.
You don't even know what to do with it.
A shitload of dopamine.
You don't even have serotonin. A system.
Yeah.
Right now to figure it
out. You sitting in class in high school with a boner like, fam, why did I put on sweats today?
Dick all out.
But even so, you could find yourself thinking that you're actually in love and that you know what love is like and not have a single clue.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about high school, Zach. I ain't no shit.
Oh, man.
Dumbass nigga.
I fell in love about 90 times, boy.
Oh, man.
I still fall in love about 90 times.
I wish.
Shit. Sorry, I'm a Libra. My bad.
It's fire though, I love it, certified lover boy.
I can't lie without giving too much away. I miss the feeling too.
Like, that feeling is addictive as fuck. Yeah. Like, when you can just fucking
I
be
had a, I had a really good joke, and I'm not going to let it fly. Nah,
let it fly.
No, no, you probably shouldn't.
No, no, no.
I'm here to protect you.
Listen, trust me. Trust me. Should not let it fly. Should not.
Tell me off. I got you.
Where else were we going from this? Any? You guys have anything else as far as the whole talking and dating thing?
I'm
what's the most fire thing on the planet though?
What?
When you have like that small period of talking where everything is just flowing and everything is great.
Bliss.
Call that pure bliss.
Hey,
pure
bliss. Y'all think I can go the distance?
What you mean? What you mean?
He was like, man, this girl really gets it.
Hey, that's the shittiest part though, when you be like, yo, hey, I can't lie. You might have to meet this. You might have to meet this one, and then it's like, nah, fam, it wasn't it. That's the worst, bro. That shit hurts.
You find out she has a habit that just didn't come up in conversation.
Oh my goodness. What we gotta say that for another pod. That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, I didn't know that you were into this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
Oh my goodness. It's rough, bro. It's
yo,
rough.
Yo, yo.
It's rough. I've walked into some shit. It was like, wait, you weren't supposed to see this. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're right. I wasn't.
Too late.
Too late now.
What happens after you come across those situations?
Run.
Yeah.
You get the off, never talk to him again? Out of there.
No, nah, I mean, you talk to him. It's like, yeah, no, I'm busy this weekend.
That's rough.
Permanently.
I don't do dubs like that though. I hate when people do that.
That you busy this weekend?
Yeah.
I'm always busy though.
I'm always busy. Like I am
I can use that excuse.
So if we turn back the clock.
I'm booked out till like fucking December.
So if we turn back the clock legitimately to a time when I wasn't in a committed relationship and a family man and all this other stuff.
Yes, sir.
Ashton, you can attest to this. I was always busy.
Yeah, these are facts. These are facts. But you make time for what's important to you.
Yo,
bars.
Fam.
Do we not have this conversation?
We definitely have.
So we had a mini podcast in a basement the other day, actually.
Facts.
Damn, I didn't get the invite, I guess. That's crazy.
No, I think you might have been here. We have a bunch of mini.
You were there.
Yeah, we have a bunch of mini conversations before, in between, and after the pod. All stuff that should have made the radio.
I was actually going to say, you know, if you showed up on time.
Oh, damn. Shots fired.
What's time?
Shots fired. Because
last time you didn't show up on time on Saturday. So.
Damn.
You know why I didn't show up on time, though?
I don't want to know.
This is a two-part thing. One, because I can never get you to show up on time. And two, because I got a restriction put on me about 10 minutes before I left the house.
Hey,
that was wild.
Was I not, or was I on time today?
You were punctual.
You're definitely
punctual. But you were visually unpunctual because somebody was an hour early.
Somebody was an hour early.
Yeah, I showed up. I got off early. So
you were outside when I pulled up.
No, I was outside on the phone when you pulled up.
Oh, well, why y'all didn't tell me? I was at home, like, and my parents, like, just chilling.
Because I was charging my tablet and I couldn't start anyway.
All right. See, that's that bullshit.
Oh. It happens, man.
Anyways, I think it's about time for us to go into break.
A brief commercial break?
Yeah. So when we come back, we will have our Spotlighted Artist of the Week. Do we have an official name for this?
Local Artist Spotlight.
Local Artist Spotlight. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Our local artist spotlight.
No rush.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let the voice, you know, just take over. We'll be back with our local artist spotlight, and we are going to wrap this thing up.
Okay, bye.
Local artist spotlight. Yo. And we back.
We back though.
What's happening?
What does it do? Woo. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gentlemen's Club Pod, episode 16. This is our second and last segment of the evening.
Absolutely. We're going to try and keep this real clean for you guys. Spotlight artist.
Our local artist spotlight. Sorry, it takes a little while.
Hey, local artist spotlight. Usually you bring us into this.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll get this in the 40s and 50s.
I'll get it one day. We have one of my good friends, partner in crime. I won't say that, but that's one of my dogs. His name is Sconey. Princess Mona Lisa is the name of this track.
Let's say goodbye, adieu.
She Princess Mona Lisa, hey.
To say goodbye.
Take a ride with me, ride with me, ride with me.
To say goodbye.
I'm way, way up. She got me floating high in the air like I don't care. She got my nose wide open whenever she hit. I put emotion to the side, let it be clear. But she know how to hold me down, ain't going nowhere. She wanna be my ride or die, better beware. Cause she a devil in a dress, the curvature there. But I know how to play the field, she loving it here. And I'm a player, so you know that play is gon' play. But she don't want me to come back to my ways. So she keep me satisfied every day. And I don't be tripping, cause she don't be tripping. A pimp by blood, no relation. These niggas chase some, I replace some. But she a keeper, and I don't wanna leave her. An artiste on these beats, she Princess Mona Lisa. Hey, 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 hey. Princess Mona Lisa. She Princess Mona Lisa. Hey, Princess Mona Lisa. She Princess Mona Lisa. Hey. Take a ride with me, ride with me, ride with me. Maybe you can hop a plane and get fly with me, high with me. Ride around the city and get fly with me, fly with me. And maybe you can hop a plane and get high with me. You got me loving now, baby, I'm knowing it's true. And every time you leave me, I'm feeling for you. You like a crip turned blood, came out of the blue. And like none of my past ladies comparing a few. See, I'm a pimp by blood, no relation. Cause these niggas chase them, I replace them. But she a keeper, and I don't wanna leave her. An artiste on this beach, Princess Mona Lisa, hey. You Princess Mona Lisa. She Princess Mona Lisa, hey. She Princess Mona Lisa. Round the city, take a ride with me, ride with me, ride with me. Maybe you can hop a plane and get fly with me, fly with me.
Round the city,
take a ride with me, ride with me, ride with me.
Yes, sir. That was my boy Sconey with Princess Mona Lisa. That is available on SoundCloud right now.
I need that link, sir.
I will send it on.
That shit was smooth as fuck.
We'll make sure that we post that on our platform so you guys can get that as well.
No doubt, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Any other things, gentlemen? Any other final thoughts that you guys feel like you really need to get off?
Dang, you started music early.
No. Keep going, man. It's just kind of background music. It's a 50-second beat.
Well, I wanted to first start off by saying that this podcast is just a place for us to express. Some of this is
the cleanup is good.
That's a fact.
Some of this is for fun. Some of this is just for entertainment. I just want you guys to know that.
I like the cleanup.
Not everything is real.
Not everything is real. So
optical illusion.
Just so you guys know that. But
pick and choose.
So you guys lie on the podcast?
I mean, we exaggerate the truth.
You guys embellish and tell straight lies?
Exaggerate the truth.
I don't know what I've said on here, so I won't answer that.
It sucks when your recollection.
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
But to our viewers, you can't control how other people receive your energy. Anything you do or say gets filtered through the lens of whatever personal shit. You're gonna fuck up my motivational quote.
My bad.
But Anything you do or say gets filtered through the lenses of whatever personal shit that they are going through at that moment, which is not about you. So just keep doing your thing with as much integrity and love as possible.
Okay. You guys got any plans for this special Halloween that's coming up?
It's my Dirty 30, baby.
Heard that.
Let me specify. My Dirty Golden 30.
That's pretty fire. You ain't gonna drop a bomb for yourself.
We gotta bring the sparklers in the building. Shit. In Zach's house.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find the sparklers.
I was about to say too bad everything getting shut down.
Yeah. I'm gonna find the sparklers.
Ha ha, my house is open, bitch.
And you can't come.
It's tough, man.
And then
there might be some invites in there.
I might go up to Milwaukee after that.
I'll throw it out there. I'll throw it out there.
Shit, that shit. Motherfuckers gonna find me.
If you know where I live, you're invited.
Oh, that's dope. I like that.
Come through.
I ain't mad at that.
Hey, it's gonna be mad people show up to the old spot.
You dirty. That's funny.
If you don't know, he moved. Well,
hey, what isn't spoken isn't, you know.
I heard that.
Well, I need to finish my red wine, so I don't know if you guys want to say anything else, but.
Ain't got nothing else, man. You guys keep holding your heads out there. They about to shut everything down again because y'all be wilding. But.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Wear your fucking mask. The fuck? What are y'all doing?
Man, but you already know what's happening, man. It's like everything.
That's why I wasn't mad that I didn't actually make it out.
Well, I wore my mask. I wore my mask.
I knew other people would.
When I was in the front bar, I took it off. But when I was in the back,
Where y'all went, I said to myself,
You ain't lying.
I wanted to go hang out. I wanted to go to hang out with everybody. But at the same time, I was like, I wasn't that mad.
We had a communication downfall on both of our parts. The plan was never originally to be there.
No. That's super true.
Yeah, no,
it was never to be true.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it just got progressively worse as the night went on.
And to be real with you, the where we were, our group, it was, we're separated from everything else.
Oh, we were in the front.
Like, by the front door.
Like, where? We didn't even go.
Like, don't get me wrong, we're close enough to make it to the bar and grab a drink, but we just look mad awkward.
It was not a good
off,
vibe.
And it was just like, yeah, this ain't really.
I think I left at like 11:30.
Hey, you left before 12. I did.
I left early.
That's crazy.
I'm old now, though. I don't like being out all night.
It's tough, man.
Damn, don't talk to me about being old, nigga. I am in bed by 9:30. This is the only night I'm not in bed by 9:30.
Damn.
I think I'm the only one that's still.
It's because your wife is in bed at 8:30. You literally are alone.
I'm right behind her. Like, it's really no point for me to be downstairs after they go up. It's like, all right, man, I guess.
I got the PlayStation upstairs anyway.
Doop.
Oh, fam.
The PlayStation button.
Doop. My PlayStation got turned on for the first time in like 4 months, just 2 days ago.
Yeah,
I can't lie. Same thing happened. Mad updates.
And somehow I still have PlayStation Plus. I have no idea how.
Me either. Really? Thought about the same thing. Because I cut mine on for the first time in like 3 months, too. And I was like, oh, shit, I can hop on.
It's getting cold out here. We got to do it.
That's true. That's going to happen.
New Call of Duty coming. I'm in there. Bruh. We've been lost our female audience, so I can talk about this now.
They better, somebody better grab me for that if I get that 2K. Because if I get that 2K, I'm...
Wait, real quick. Y'all getting that PS5?
Not yet, bro. I want to wait.
No, I'm cool.
I'm going to wait till like tax season.
I'm super cool. Wait, so are you excited about cuffing season? Or do you dread this time of year?
I've already been in and out of cuffing season.
Damn.
My cuffing season was fast as hell. Oh.
I think this is going to be the most interesting cuffing season in the world.
I think so, too.
Like this ever. You're going to see some moves being made.
There was a lot of moves out here being made. Babies, too.
There's a lot of situations that people were on their way out. And all of a sudden, they did a U-turn within the last month.
I don't need no U-turns. Mm,
okay.
Did a big U-turn in the last month, and it's just like, I don't want to add it to.
Nobody
want to
be alone.
They really don't.
In the winter,
it sucks.
You know what I did?
These are things that we have to save for the next episode.
Okay, bye.
I'm buying a dog.
Hey, what's your dog's name?
Brunch.
Come here, little Brunchy. Hey, brunchy.
And Brunchy.
Hey, that's a match made in heaven, honestly.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
All right, let's wrap this shit up.
Love y'all.
Y'all be smooth, man. Peace. We be back, though, with more cohesion.